continued. The three of them looked cautiously over the banisters. The gloomy hallway below was packed with witches and wizards, including all of Harry's guard. They were whispering excitedly together. In the very centre of the group, Harry saw the dark, greasy-haired head and prominent nose of his least favourite teacher at Hogwarts, Professor Snape. Harry leant further over the banisters. He was very interested in what Snape was doing for the Order of the Phoenix. A thin piece of flesh-coloured string descended in front of Harry's eyes. Looking up, he saw Fred and George on the landing above, cautiously lowering the extendable ear towards the dark knot of people below. A moment later, however, they all began to move towards the front door and out of sight. "Damn it!" Harry heard Fred whisper as he hoisted the extendable ear back up again. They heard the front door open, then close. "Snape never eats here," Ron told Harry quietly. "Thank God. Come on." "And don't forget to keep your voice down in the hall, Harry," Hermione whispered. As they passed the row of house-elf heads on the wall, they saw Lupin, Mrs. Weasley and Tonks at the front door, magically sealing its many locks and bolts behind those who had just left. "We're eating down in the kitchen," Mrs. Weasley whispered, meeting them at the bottom of the stairs. "Harry, dear, if you'll just tiptoe across the hall, it's through this door here."
Crash!
"Tonks!" cried Mrs. Weasley in exasperation, turning to look behind her.
"I'm sorry,"
wailed Tonks, who was lying flat on the floor.
"It's that stupid umbrella stand. That's the second time I've tripped over."
But the rest of her words were drowned by a horrible, ear-splitting, blood-curdling screech. The moth-eaten velvet curtains Harry had passed earlier had flown apart, but there was no door behind them. For a split second, Harry thought he was looking through a window behind which an old woman in a black cap was screaming and screaming as though she were being tortured. Then he realized it was simply a life-size portrait, but the most realistic and the most unpleasant he had ever seen in his life. The old woman was drooling. Her eyes were rolling, the yellowing skin of her face stretched taut as she screamed, and all along the hall behind them the other portraits awoke and began to yell too, so that Harry actually screwed up his eyes at the noise and clapped his hands over his ears. Lupin and Mrs. Weasley darted forward and tried to tug the curtains shut over the old woman. But they would not close, and she screeched louder than ever, brandishing clawed hands as though trying to tear at their faces.
"Filth! Scum! Byproduct of dirt and vileness! Half-breeds! Mutants! Freaks! Begone from this place! How dare you befoul the house of my fathers!"
Tonks apologized over and over again, dragging the huge, heavy troll's leg back off the floor. Mrs. Weasley upped the attempt to close the curtains and hurried up and down the hall, stunning all the other portraits with her wand. And a man with long black hair came charging out of a door facing Harry.
"Shut up, you horrible old hag! Shut up!" he roared, seizing the curtain Mrs. Weasley had abandoned.
The old woman's face blanched.
"You!"
she howled, her eyes popping at the sight of the man.
"Blood traitor! Abomination! Shame of my flesh!" "I said shut up!"
roared the man, and with a stupendous effort he and Lupin managed to force the curtains closed again. The old woman's screeches died, and an echoing silence fell. Panting slightly and sweeping his long dark hair out of his eyes, Harry's godfather Sirius turned to face him.
"Hello, Harry," he said grimly. "I see you've met my mother."
Chapter 5.